Illinois Indians can do here tonight. They take on the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. Port Recovery 1-9 on the campaign coming into the game here this evening. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game. You'll find the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tan. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist, and he is accepting new patients. In the JV game tonight, it was Fort Recovery coming away the victor, 48-38. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Kennedy Mollenkamp with 9. Carly Niekamp added 8 points. 6 apiece for Elizabeth Allig and Sage Luthold. Chipping in with 5 was Maddie Guggenbiller. 4 for Kinsey Garkey. 3 points for Amelia Martin. And 3 points for Carly Wendell. Apparently there was a problem with the scorebook, so there's going to be a technical foul called on Fort Recovery to start the game. Not a good way to start. And the free throw is up and no good by Mississinewa Valley. At the line is Maddie Heaston. She got the second one. And then Valley will get the basketball to start out the game here. Apparently there was a wrong number in the book or something. So we're underway now. Mississinewa Valley has the basketball, leading 1-0. Inbounds pass comes into Taylee Woodbury of the Lady Blackhawks. She'll pass cross court. Shot's banked up. No good. Rebound Whitley Rammel. Is missing that shot a moment ago was Kennedy Stockler. Here's Grace Guggenbiller, right side three-pointers, no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery. On the right side it goes, shots up. It's no good by the Lady Indians. And that was Kennedy Mollenkamp on the shot. And here's Valley with the rebound. Down they come, and they hit a three-pointer. Three-point basket good by Maddie Heaston. So she has all 4 of the points for Valley. They lead 4-0 here in the early going. Here's a pass underneath to Whitley Rammel, and she hits it. Layup by Whitley Rammel on the assist from Grace Guggenbiller. Makes the score 4-2 now. Our first quarter is brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery with other locations in Bern, Indiana and Union City, Indiana. Don't forget the Calp Pharmacy location here in Fort Recovery is open extra hours Monday through Thursday night until 7, Friday until 6. Here's the ball stolen away by Mara Pearson. Mara comes racing down, lays it up, and can't get it to go down. Rebound, Mara back outside, but she threw it away. Mississinewa Valley. Nobody was there to retrieve the ball. So Mara was intent on driving all the way in there and laying it in, and she just couldn't get it to go down. Mississinewa Valley has the basketball now. Back outside, 3-point shot. It's good again. Scoring again was Easton. She has 2 threes and all 7 of her team's points. Mara Pearson goes up on the right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. There is Whitley Rammel back out to Mara Pearson. Around the horn it goes. Over on the left to Alexis Wendell. Back around to the right. Mara Pearson with it. And we join those of you who are watching on television this evening with the audio here of the broadcast from WPGW in Portland, Indiana. And FortRecoveryRadio.com as well. Fort Recovery just turned the ball over to make it Blackhawks basketball. They lead by a score of 7-2. Laris Heaston again, and she misses this one. Rebound comes down to Kennedy Mollenkamp of Fort Recovery. If you just tuned in, the key player for Valley is Maddie Heaston. She's had all 7 of their points, 2 threes and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Inside Whitley Rammel, back on the right it goes, and it's out of bounds. going to be Valley's basketball turnover, Lady Indians. Not a good start here for Fort Recovery in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis if you'd like to have that done. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Their weekly prescription delivery program. Here's a shot, a give and go, and a shot's up and in on the layup by Miss Cinnawall Valley's Kennedy Stockler. And here's a steal by Valley and blocked by Mara Pearson. There's going to be a foul called. It must be on Mara Pearson. That's a tough call. Mara Pearson gets called for the personal foul. That's going to send to the free throw line Taylee Woodbury, who missed that shot a moment ago. It was a block by Mara Pearson, but official said it was a foul. And Taylee Woodbury puts the free throw up and in. It's now 10-2, Valley leading. She will have one more. Puts it up, and it's also good. 11-2, Lady Indians down by 9 here, and there's a ball knocked away and stolen by Valley, but they lost it out of bounds. Taylee Woodbury had knocked it away and almost retrieved it, but couldn't hang on to it, and it went out of bounds off of Taylee. So Fort Recovery has the basketball. In the middle, Tamara Pearson, she'll come down in the lane, missed the shot. Whitley Ramble got the rebound and scores. Whitley Ramble has all four of the Indian points on two layups. It's now 11-4. Valley with the basketball. Another little give and go, up and no good. Rebound comes down, back up. It's good. They are shooting pretty well here tonight. That was Kennedy Stockler scoring again, her second bucket. Full court pressure here by Valley, and they're going to call a foul on Miss Cinnawall Valley's Maddie Heaston. Number one on Heaston. Into their lineup for the Lady Indians comes Carly Niekamp. And Grace Guggenbiller will take a rest. So the Lady Indians have Carly Niekamp, Mara Pearson, Kennedy Mollenkamp, Whitley Ramble, and Alexis Wendell in the lineup. Here's Wendell getting the ball underneath. Can't keep her balance and goes out of bounds. Turnover, Lady Indians. I haven't kept track of those this evening, but that's a bunch of them on them now. Now it's 13-4. Fort Recovery down by 9. Valley with the basketball. Up the court they come. There's Taylee Woodbury. Still dribbling on the left side. Passes back out. The ball there was Allison Byram. Now back out top to Heaston. Heaston will shovel it over on the right side. Underneath. Up. No good. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. As missing a shot inside was Brenna Price for Valley. Here's Mara Pearson driving, scoring, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Mara Pearson will be at the free throw line. That is Mara's first basket of the evening and has a chance to get 3 points out of it. 13-6 now. Mara at the free throw line, eyes the basket, lets it go, and it's good. 3-point play the old-fashioned way. It's 13-7. Lady Indians trailing by 6. So despite a pretty tumultuous start here by Fort Recovery, they're still not too bad a shape, only down by 6 points. Woodbury right side to Heaston fires. I think it might have been blocked by Whitley Ramble. And they say it's out of bounds to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Whitley has her right hand bandaged up there like she might have a thumb injury. Oh, Fort Recovery threw it away. And it's up and no good by the Valley. And there's a foul called on Allison Byram, a miss in a ball Valley over the back on the rebound. Fort Recovery will get the ball back. Tossing it in here for the Lady Indians will be Kenzie Garkey, who's in the game now for Fort Recovery. Kenzie will toss it in here to Mara Pearson. Alexis Wendell gets it at the free throw line. On the right side, back over to Whitley Ramble. Back out top it goes. Mara Pearson has it now, down across the timeline. Back outside. There's Alexis Wendell firing and banks it in from three. Well, not the way you draw it up, but we'll take it. Alexis Wendell banks it in from three to make it a three-point game, 13-10. Fort Recovery trailing by three, and Valley with the basketball. Missinaball Valley Blackhawks from Union City, Ohio side. Inside, ball's loose. Byram can't hang on to it. It's going to be a jump ball called as tying Byram up there was Carly Niekamp of Fort Recovery. Here comes Kennedy Mollenkamp back in for Fort Recovery, and Mara Pearson will take a little rest. Blackhawks continue to press full court here. They've done it the whole game. They've been pretty good at it, really. Pretty disruptive to the Fort Recovery offense. Here's Whitley Rammel. Stops, pops, and can't get it to go down. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp, no good, and the foul's going to be called on Missinewall Valley. They're going to whistle that one on... I'm not sure who that is on. Is it 13? Yes, it was on number 13, who is Brenna Price. Brenna Price gets called for the foul. Free throw's up and good by Kennedy Mollenkamp. She'll have one more. That's her first point of the night. This one's up and good again. It is now 13-12, only a one-point game. Blackhawks with the ball, Fort Recovery pressing full court. Missinewall brings it down, and they throw it away. Picking it up was Whitley Rammel. Over to Alexis Wendell. Wendell down across the timeline. Indians could actually take the lead here. They were behind, way behind at one time. And there's a ball stolen by Missinewall Valley. Down, up, and in. For the Blackhawks is Sienna Purden. Her first basket. Fort Recovery with the basketball over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Left side it goes. Whitley Rammel gets it along the lane. There's going to be a foul called on Valley. Reaching in and grabbing Whitley Rammel. Going to call that one on Jocelyn Hoggett. Jocelyn Hoggett, who just came in the game. Here comes the inbounds pass from Kennedy Mollenkamp. Looking for a teammate. Goes out deep to Grace Guggenbiller. Right side it goes. Over on the left to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Fires a three. A little short, no good. Rebound, got a jump ball again. Mara Pearson and the Blackhawks' Sienna Purden tied up there. And the alternating possession goes to Missinewall Valley. Valley wants a time, as Coach Michael Page says, I'd like to have time out here. The score, it's Fort Recovery trailing Missinewall Valley 15-12 with 1:23 to go in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter.
Hi, this is Jerry Calp of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Calp Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Calp Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterly is our studio producer for the radio station WPGW. Ava Shane is the producer for the FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight, along with Neil Spencer. Valley has the ball. They lead 15-12 in the first quarter of play here on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Fort Recovery has not led in this game yet tonight. Right side, outside it goes. Here's a three-point shot. It's good. Banks it in. Again, not the way you draw it up, but Brenna Price banked in a three and makes it 17-12 now. Lady Indians down by five. Right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. She'll fire it and miss. Rebound scrambled for. Mollenkamp came out with it over to Mara Pearson. Pearson will put it up off the glass. No good. It goes out of bounds. They say it's going to be Fort Recovery's basketball. No, wait a minute. Yep, Fort Recovery's basketball. Kennedy Mollenkamp will toss it in. Lobs it in. Back outside it goes. There's a shot fired up and good. About a 12-footer for Kenzie Garkey. Garkey makes it 17-14 now with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lady Indians trailing here by only 3 points. Valley gets it in the lane, and there's a foul going to be called on Fort Recovery. Let's see who they call that on. Grace Guggenbiller. That's number one on Grace. Tossing the ball in here for the Blackhawks, Sienna Purden. Down to the corner, back to Purden, back outside. Down to 4 seconds. And there's a shot they finally got off, and it's no good. Missing the last-second three-pointer was Jocelyn Hoggett. And the score at the end of the first quarter of play, Fort Recovery Lady Indians trailing the Missinaba Valley Blackhawks 17-14. We'll return with the second quarter of play. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have their Handicap Medical Equipment Center located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need Handicap Medical Equipment, they have it for you at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. We'll return in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Now we move on to the second quarter of play now. Missinaba Valley has the basketball to start the quarter. Here's Taylee Woodbury driving to the hole, and she scores. Woodbury with her fourth point of the night. First field goal this evening. And here's Valley stealing the ball away again. They're going to call actually a jump ball. And Missinaba Valley's really been aggressive on the press tonight. And Fort Recovery gets the ball in the alternating possession. Down comes Mara Pearson over in the right corner. There's Kennedy Mollenkamp bombing a shot up and good. I guess they just gave her two. It looked like a three, but just said it was just a two. So Kennedy Mollenkamp getting a two to make it 19-16. Indians down by three. Valley with the basketball. Here's a pass into Taylee Woodbury in the corner to Heaston. Heaston caused a lot of damage early, but she hasn't scored in quite a while. And Fort Recovery comes away with the rebound, and now we throw it away. Boy, I would hate to know what the number of turnovers is tonight. It's a bunch. Shots up and no good by Valley. Rebound no good. Rebound Whitley Rammel of Fort Recovery on the missed shot there by the Lady Blackhawks, Brenna Price. Kennedy Mollenkamp will go inside to Grace Guggenbiller. Biller outside to Mara Pearson. Right wing to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Tries to pass inside to Grace Guggenbiller. And it's knocked out of bounds by the Lady Blackhawks. Getting her hand on the basketball there was Maddie Townsend. Valley using a lot of players here tonight. Pass lobbed into Whitley Rammel. Double teamed. Back outside to Alexis Wendell. On the left to Grace Guggenbiller. Right side, Mara Pearson. Three-pointer. Good. Mara Pearson gets a three. That gives her 6 points on the night. And the score is down 19-19. We're all tied up. Fort Recovery playing from behind most of the game, and Valley just lost the ball out of bounds. Dribbling in there was, I believe it was Heaston, and she just lost it out of bounds. Fort Recovery puts the ball in play. Guggenbiller to Pearson, back to Guggenbiller, back to Pearson, back to Guggenbiller. Right side to Whitley Rammel, up to Kennedy Mollenkamp, two on one. Down to Alexis Wendell, back out to Mara Pearson. Grace Guggenbiller, top of the key, right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp, fires and got it. Just a two. Kennedy Mollenkamp, that was awful close to a three, but the official said just a two. And Fort Recovery takes the lead at 21-19. A rare occasion here this evening. Here's a shot from outside. It's no good. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. And there's going to be a foul called on Mississippi Valley. Whitley Rammel took that rebound down with a vengeance. Full court press again. Mara Pearson takes it up the court. Over to Whitley Rammel, and her shot is blocked. And comes down to Mississippi Valley with the ball is Taylor Woodbury. Woodbury up the court, right side it goes. Shots fired up and no good off the rim. Rebound Alexis Wendell. Mara Pearson racing down, stops, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. And Mara will be at the free throw line with two shots. So Mara Pearson goes to the free throw lines. She's been there one other time, hit the only opportunity she had. This time she'll have two shots. Could widen the lead to 4 points. The first one's good. And she'll have one more. Alexis Wendell goes out of the game for Fort Recovery, and Kenzie Garkey comes in. Mara Pearson eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and got it. Perfect at the line tonight, 3 for 3 for Mara. And she has a total of 8 points on the evening to lead the Lady Indians. Blackhawks bringing it up against the Fort Recovery press. Here's a three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Mara Pearson. Missing the basket there was Woodbury. Here comes Kennedy Mollenkamp down for Fort Recovery. Back out to Guggenbiller. She'll fire a three, and she rings the bell. Grace Guggenbiller gets her first basket of the evening, and that makes the lead 26-19 all of a sudden. Boy, for the longest of time there, Fort Recovery just couldn't get anything going. There's a nice shot up and good from the right side by Maddie Heaston. She had their first 7 points and hadn't scored since, but now she has 9. And Fort Recovery throws it away. Whitley Rammel tried to hit Kenzie Garkey breaking down the far side, and her pass was just too far out in front of her. She couldn't catch up with it. We'll be right back here at Fort Recovery tomorrow for the boys' game tomorrow night. Fort Recovery will be, here's an outside shot. No good by Heaston. Rebound comes down to Kenzie Garkey. Fort Recovery with the ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp right side. Back outside. Oh, a collision. Going to call a foul on the Blackhawks, I think. Back here tomorrow night with Fort Recovery hosting Arcanum in a game tomorrow evening. Now the officials say the foul is on Fort Recovery. So out of bounds to the Blackhawks. Tossing it in here will be Kennedy Stockler. Fort Recovery's not pressing full court. Down across the timelines goes Kennedy Stockler. Passes on the left side to Jocelyn Hoggett. Back inside, back outside. Looking for a teammate. In trouble. Ought to be 5 seconds. And now Valley calls timeout to save possession as Sienna Purden got hemmed in with nowhere to go with the ball. This second quarter is brought to you, by the way, by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio, your New Holland, and the Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForkHenryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fort Recovery playing Mississinewa Valley this evening. And the Indians have the lead, 26-21 at the moment. Trailed much of this half, but lead by five right now. Out front with it is Stockler. She'll try to pass on the right, and the ball's apparently tipped by Fort Recovery, so it'll be Lady Blackhawks basketball. Pass comes in to Easton. It's up no good, and they're going to say it was last touch by Fort Recovery. Inbounds pass comes here from Sienna Purden. Gets it in, back to Purden. Purden on the right corner. Hemmed in there by Garkey. Back outside it goes. Here's a shot in the lane, up and no good by Kenzie Townsend. Valley got the rebound, and three-point shot is up and in. Three-point basket. Sienna Purden gets a three and makes the score 26-24 now. It's only a two-point lead for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery with the ball. Cross-court pass to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back outside. Garkey. Guggenbiller on the left it goes. Three-point basket is up and good by Callie Wendell. Callie can do that. That makes the score 29-24. Lady Indians by five. And Valley with the ball. Over on the left side, back out top. Three-point shots off the mark, off to the right side. No good by Stockler. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller, Whitley Rammel. Kenzie Garkey back to Rammel. Here's Callie Wendell with the ball across the timeline. Now she'll pass on the right wing to Garkey, back outside to Wendell. Around the horn, there's Kennedy Mollenkamp. No good on a three. Rebound comes down to Valley. Underneath, the pass led her too far, and she couldn't get a good shot off. And Whitley Rammel comes up with the rebound. Down comes Fort Recovery. We're a minute 40 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter here, and there is a foul called on Mississinewa Valley. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Built tough with poultry growers in mind. New Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Whitley Rammel will go to the free throw line, and she will have two shots coming here. Whitley has 4 points on the night on two field goals. Gets the basketball from the official, puts it up, and no good. Rebound comes down. That was a 1-on-1, actually. Rebound comes down to Valley. Out front with it is Taylee Woodbury. Woodbury dribbling against Kenzie Garkey. Over on the right side it goes to Kennedy Stockler. Stockler back outside to Allison Byram. Byram tries to dribble inside, and she's fouled by Mara Pearson. That's number two. Yep, number two on Mara. So here is Sienna Purden putting the ball in play. Spells her first name S-Y-E-N-N-A. Here's a drive inside, up and good by Taylee Woodbury, getting her sixth point of the evening. Fort Recovery being pressed. It's now 29-26. Valley trailing by three. Scramble for the ball. Callie Wendell over to Kenzie Garkey. Around the horn to Whitley Ram on the left corner. Back around the other side. Mara Pearson with it now. Fires and hits. Mara Pearson now with a total of 10 on the night to lead her team. Shot from the left side. Bingo. Three-pointer by Kennedy Stockler. That gives her 7 points on the evening. And it's 31-29. Back to a two-point game. Fort Recovery leading and with the ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp left side to Callie Wendell. She hits a three. All of a sudden, everybody's putting the ball in the hoop. 34-29. Five-point lead here for Fort Recovery. Three-point shot by Woodbury's no good. And that's the end of the halftime. Or that is the end of the second quarter. And at halftime, it's Fort Recovery taking the lead, 34-29 over Mississinewa Valley. We outscored them 20-12 in that second quarter to take a five-point lead. At the end of the first quarter, it was 17-14, Valley with the lead. Now it's 34-29, Fort Recovery leading by 5 points. We'll be back to give you all the stats of the first half of play and talk about the reserve game that was won by Fort Recovery tonight right after we pause for this.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Lady Indians leading at halftime over Mississinewa Valley, 34-29. For the half, Fort Recovery led by Mara Pearson. Mara has 2 two-point goals, a three-point basket, and 3 out of 3 at the free throw line for 10 total points. Next, Callie Wendell has 2 threes for 6 points. Kennedy Mollenkamp has 6 points on 2 two-point goals and 2 out of 2 at the line. Chipping in with 4 points, Whitley Rammel on 2 two-point goals. 3 points for Alexis Wendell on a three-point goal. And 2 points for Kenzie Garkey on a two-point goal. Also, Grace Guggenbiller has 3 on a three-point goal as well. Lady Indians didn't have a lot of free throws in the first half, but they did hit on 5 of 6 when they did have them in the first half. It's got to be a happy statistic for Coach Holly Gann. Mississinewa Valley, they're scoring in the first half. They were led by Maddie Heaston, who had 9. She had her first her team's first 7 points to get them off to a flying start. She had 2 threes and a free throw. Actually started the game with a free throw as Fort Recovery had apparently an error in the scorebook. And so the official called a technical foul. Either an error in the scorebook or somebody's name was left off the scorebook. Something happened. And the official called a technical foul on Fort Recovery to start the game. So Heaston had the free throw, and then she had 2 threes right away to make it 7 points for her. And then she got a 2 later on for 9 points in the first half for Maddie Heaston to lead her team. 7 points for Kennedy Stock, where she had 2 two-point goals and a 3-point basket. 6 points for Taylor Woodbury. Taylor had 2 two-point goals and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 5 points for Sienna Purden on a 2 and a 3. And 3 points for Brenna Price on a 3-point basket. Again, it was 17-14. The Valley leading at the first quarter. And I don't know, I forget what the largest lead of the first quarter was, but it was like 8 or 9 points that Fort Recovery trailed there at one time before starting to, again, claw their way back into the game. They lead here at halftime, 34-29, Fort Recovery with a 5-point lead. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field, or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in the reserve game tonight, Fort Recovery won that 48-38 over Mississinewa Valley. Lady Indians were led in scoring by Kennedy Mollenkamp, who had 9 points, 8 for Carlene Ekamp. Chipping in with 6 apiece, Elizabeth Allig and Sage Luthold. 5 points for Maddie Guggenbiller, 4 for Kinsey Garkey. 3 points for Callie Wendell. And then chipping in with 3 points was Amelia Martin, and 2 points apiece for Eva Kollig and Mara Winning. 48 total points for the Lady Indians. For the Fort Recovery reserve team, they were led by Ingrid Ojeda with 10 points, 8 points for Caden Fritz, 7 for McKenna Gillizet, and 4 points for Kinsey Townsend. We're at halftime for Recovery. Leading the Mississinewa Valley Lady Blackhawks 34-29. Again, tomorrow night we'll be back here as Fort Recovery will tangle with Arcanum here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. you can't be here, we invite you to tune in for the broadcast. That'll be at 100.9 on your FM dial tomorrow evening around 7:30 with the broadcast here from Fort Recovery Arcanum and the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians coming off a great week last week where they had two victories in their two games, improving their record to 6-2 on the campaign now, heading into their game with Arcanum tomorrow evening. And they have two games coming up this weekend for Fort Recovery. We're not going to be able to do either one of those as we have other commitments, but coming up this weekend, the Indians have New Knoxville on Friday here at home, and we'll take on Botkins, and that'll be on Saturday night here at home as well. School song being played here by Maestro Bob Stogler. He controls the music between quarters and during the game and so forth. And we're underway here. Issinewa Valley has the basketball. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Check out their many job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. Here's Mara Pearson on a steal. Back out to Guggenbiller. Top of the key to Kennedy Mollenkamp. On the left to Alexis Wendell. Over to Guggenbiller to Mollenkamp. Fires a three. Doesn't go. A little too flat. Rebound comes down to Valley. Maddie Heaston got the rebound there. Right side shot is no good. Out of bounds off of Kennedy Mollenkamp. It'll be given to the Blackhawks. Taking that long corner shot there was Kennedy Stockler, and she had actually an air ball. Kennedy will toss it in play here. Comes in to Taylor Woodbury. Shot's fired up. No good. Rebound Woodbury. Fires it up again. Missed it again. Rebound back up and in. Allison Byram gets the rebound underneath for her first basket of the game. And that makes it a three-point game, 34-31. Once again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget those Artsway portable grinder mixers are available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Right side to Alexis Wendell. Back out to Mara Pearson for Fort Recovery. Mara turns, fires, misses. Rebound comes down to Mississippi Valley. Underneath, shot's no good. Rebound no good. And a foul's on Kennedy Mollenkamp. As they say, she committed a foul against Brenna Price. Brenna Price has two free throws. The first one hits the back of the rim, bounces up and down in. She'll have one more. Fort Recovery's Holly Gann clears the bench. It's in a whole bunch of new players. Here's one up and good. Brenna Price gets both free throws. You would say Coach Gann might not be too happy with her starters as they are all sitting on the bench right now. Here's a drive inside and it goes out of bounds. Let's see if I can give you who all is in here now. Got Elizabeth Allig. She's been in before. She's back in. Sage Luthold is in there now. Also, Kenzie Garkey is still in there. She's been in. Maddie Guggenmiller is in for the first time tonight. And Sage Luthold, I think, is in for the first time tonight. Inbounds pass is stolen by Mississinewa Valley. Here's Woodbury firing, missing. Rebound comes down. Mad scramble for it. And it comes away into the hands of Callie Wendell. Callie's still in there now, too. Left wing to Callie Wendell. Back outside it goes. Chasing it down there was Elizabeth Allig. She'll stop, and she's going to be fouled They're going to call a personal foul on Matty Heaston of Valley.
Fouls on Matty Heaston.
Out of bounds for Fort Recovery, right in front of the Fort Recovery bench. Elizabeth Alec tosses it in here to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbling outside. And here's a pass swiped out of the sky by Woodbury. She'll come down and score. Haley Woodbury makes it a 35-34 Valley lead by 1 point. And now we have timeout called by Fort Recovery as they were trapped down there. And now here comes a whole new group back in the lineup again for Fort Recovery. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
So back in now, we have Grace Guggenbiller, Mara Pearson, Kennedy Mollenkamp, Alexis Wendell, and Whitley Rammel back in the lineup. And Whitley just threw it away on the press. Picked up by Waterbury. Back outside it goes. Or Woodbury. Woodbury misses the shot, and rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller dribbling. Bounce pass inside to Whitley Rammel. No shot there. Back out to Guggenbiller. Fires a three. Can't get it to go down. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and they say it went off Whitley Rammel. So tossing it in here for the Lady Blackhawks will be Kennedy Stockler. Fort Recovery certainly had a disappointing year so far. 1-9. Struggling to find wins this year. Struggling to find any offense. There's a shot that's partially blocked by Fort Recovery's Grace Guggenbiller. Now there's going to be traveling called on Guggenbiller as she got the ball back. So that'll give it back to the Lady Blackhawks. Tossing it in here is Kennedy Stockler. Stockler looking for a teammate. Finds Allison Byram. Back to Stockler. Stockler has the ball tipped by Grace Guggenbiller, but got it back. Stolen by Mara Pearson. Here she comes. Stops and fires and misses. Rebound comes down to Kennedy Stockler of Mississinewa Valley. Stockler right side. Over on the wing it goes. Back out top to Woodbury. Woodbury has the ball tipped away, but she got it back. Woodbury drives in, fires and misses. Rebound, Valley up and good. Allison Byram gets a rebound basket. That makes it now 37-34. Valley with a 3-point lead. Fort Recovery with the ball. Cooper Farms, third quarter. And goes Mara Pearson, puts it up and no good. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. Mara will be at the free throw line. And this would be her, let's see here. This will be her first points of the second half if she scores here. Free throw is good. Cuts the lead back to 2, 37-35. Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Find out more about the excellent livestock feeding program at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson eyes the basket, lets it fly, and can't get that one to go down. So she hits 1 out of 2. Valley with the ball, leading by 2 points, 37-35. 3:47 to go here in the third quarter of play. Left side back in the lane. Right side it goes. With the ball over there. And there's a 3-point basket by Heaston. Gives her 12 points now. Maddie Heaston hits a three. Inside to Whitley Rammel for Fort Recovery. She got the basket. I think that was Fort Recovery's Kenzie Garkey who got the assist there. And now it's 40-37, back to a 3-point game. Blackhawks with the ball, and Mississinewa Valley calls timeout. with 3:02 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Once again, join us tomorrow night. Right back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery Boys hosting Arcanum. Should be a dandy game. Fort Recovery 6-2 on the year. Blackhawks put the ball in play, and they lost it. Kennedy Mollenkamp down to Mara Pearson, and she lays it in. Mara Pearson makes it 40-39, back to a one-point game. Valley with the lead and with the basketball. Here's Woodbury firing a three. Bingo. Kaylee Woodbury gets her first three of the night. And it's now 43-39. Valley steals the ball again on the full court press. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Valley. Knocked away, and Garkey knocked it away, and now it's a scramble. The officials let it go, and Mara Pearson comes up with the ball. Down she comes, up no good, and a foul's called on Missinwell Valley. It's going to be whistled on Price. Brenna Price picks up the foul. Mara Pearson at the line, and the first one is good. She's usually a pretty good free thrower, and tonight she has hit on 5 out of 6 from the line so far tonight. So I would say the chances of her getting this one are pretty good. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and it is good. Almost a perfect swish. 43-41. Lady Indians down by 2. Valley with the basketball. 2:10 to go in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Don't forget to check out. There's traveling call on Woodbury. Check out all the job opportunities available at all the Cooper Farms locations, and there are many of them, including in this area, of course, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, a couple of them. There's a couple of more in this area, too. To check out all their job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. CooperFarmsJobs.com. Maddie Guggenbiller getting hemmed in there, and ball's last touched by the Blackhawks, so Fort Recovery gets it. Mara Pearson in to Callie Wendell. Wendell across the timeline. And passes off, and it's loose. Picked up by Valley. Carly Niekamp couldn't quite hang on to it there. Blackhawks with the ball inside. No good. Rebound. Fort Recovery comes up with a Garkey. Over to Mara Pearson. Kenzie Garkey came away with the basketball. Fort Recovery can now tie it up. Left side to Callie Wendell. On the wing to Garkey, and the ball's deflected by Valley, and they stole it away. Another turnover on Fort Recovery. Here's a shot up and no good by Heaston of Missinewa Valley. Maddie Guggenbiller with the ball, and she lost it out of bounds. Good defense there by the Lady Blackhawks by Brenna Price, and that caused Maddie Guggenbiller to lose control of the ball, and she could never regain possession. Stockler will toss it in for Valley. Gets it back, fires a shot up and no good. Rebound comes down to Callie Wendell of Fort Recovery. Now Lady Indians can tie it up again. Fort Recovery down by 2 with the ball, 43-41. In the final minute here of the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. And there's Heaston tipping the ball out of bounds. Maddie Heaston, a senior on this ball club. Fort Recovery calls timeout now, so we'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The aches, the headaches, the stuffy noses. When you or your family are not feeling well, ask our caring Kapp Pharmacy pharmacists about the wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements we have at Kapp Pharmacy. Kapp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or call Kapp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
All righty. 47 seconds left in the third quarter. Fort Recovery with the ball. Coach Holly Gann set up a play here. She wants to get this game tied up. Left side it goes to Kenzie Garkey. Back out to Mara Pearson. Right side there it is to Carly Niekamp. Around the horn. Here's Callie Wendell with it. She'll stop. Feeds off to Niekamp. Niekamp dribbling. Back out to Callie Wendell. Over to Mara Pearson. Down to 21 seconds left now. Mara dribbling the ball, dribbling, and they're going to call a foul on Miss Cinnabon Valley. I think they're going to whistle, yes. Taylee Woodbury gets called for the foul. Taylee's first personal foul this evening. She's in no problems, of course. Inbounds pass. There's Kenzie Garkey firing and doesn't go. Got her own rebound back. Good! Kenzie Garkey stayed with it and got her own rebound. It's now 43-43, all tied. Here's a shot at the horn. No good by Woodbury, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. We are tied up as Miss Cinnabon Valley outscores Fort Recovery by 5 points in that third quarter. Fort Recovery coming up with only 9 points in the quarter. And 14 for Miss Cinnabon Valley. We're at the end of three. We're all tied up where we started. 43-43. Fort Recovery and Miss Cinnabon Valley. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, check out all the job opportunities at Cooper Farms. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com. CooperFarmsJobs.com.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Pretty small crowd here tonight on a Monday night. Not much of a rivalry, really, between these two schools either. And still people recovering from the holidays. Fort Recovery has the ball to start the fourth quarter. Darkey will lob it in to Mara Pearson. Over to Callie Wendell, pops the shot, doesn't go. Rebound, fought for, and Valley comes out of there with it. Taylee Woodbury passes down on the right side to Stockler. Stockler looking. Passing to Woodbury, it's loose. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Garkey picked it up, hands it over to Mara Pearson, and here we come. Grace Guggenbiller, left side. There's Callie Wendell on a three. Ew, in and out, no good. She can hit those, but that one wouldn't go. Valley gets the rebound. Taylee Woodbury with the ball. She'll pass over on the left corner to Heaston. Heaston goes down along the lane, back outside. Stockler with it to Woodbury. Woodbury fires a long three. It's way off, and Fort Recovery will get the ball. Taylee Woodbury
Woodbury not shy about shooting the ball, but that one was way off the beam. She was open, but she was way out there. Whitley Rammel passes to Callie Wendell, back outside to Grace Guggenbiller. She'll pop the shot. No good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. And Grace Guggenbiller will go to the free throw line. First time she will have been at the line tonight. She'll have two shots coming here. And this could give the Lady Indians a lead back. And the free throw is no good. Several subs coming back in here for Valley. And see, I know Sienna Purden's checked back in for sure, and so did Brenna Price. Free throw's no good again by Grace. Doggone it. Indians miss a chance to tie, or to take the lead, I should say. We are tied at 43-43. 6.5 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Here's Woodbury passing over on the left to Byram. Back on the right side it goes. There's a shot, three-point shots, no good, a little too flat. Rebound comes down to Valley. Back outside, three-pointers, no good again. Rebound's knocked away. Valley got it back, up no good again. And now there's a foul on Miss Cinnabon Valley on Brenna Price. Hot potato, who wants it? Right now, nobody. Court Recovery brings it up against the press. Callie Wendell underneath to Garkey, and she lost it out of bounds. Needed some stick-em on her hands there. Another turnover and a long line of them tonight. Inside, up and good for Miss Cinnabon Valley as Brenna Price scores. And here's a steal and up and good again. See who got that one. Court Recovery gets the ball back. Outside to Mara Pearson. Over on the right it goes. Into Whitley Rammel. Puts it back up. No good. Rammel got the rebound. No good again. Rebound comes down to Allison Byram. Court Recovery now behind by 4 points. On that run they had a moment ago on Valley's basket, and then they stole the ball back and scored again. Now we got a jump ball call. Mara Pearson for Fort Recovery, and a couple of players in there for Valley, including Sienna Purden. And Cinnabon Valley has the ball with 5 minutes to go, and they lead 47-43. Well, this will be a very disappointing loss for Fort Recovery tonight if they can't come back and win this game. Ball's loose, picked up by Valley. Haley Woodbury with it out front. Here's a shot fired up and good. Allison Byram scoring. Down comes Fort Recovery, and the Lady Indians trail by 6 points now. Six-point deficit, 49-43. Mara Pearson, right side it goes to Kenzie Garkey. Back out to Whitley Rammel. On the left, there's Grace Guggenbiller firing. A little flat, no good. Got a rebound, good. Big rebound basket there for Grace Guggenbiller to make it 49-45. And there's traveling, no, double dribble. Double dribble called on Miss Cinnabon Valley. So coming back in is Maddie Heaston for Miss Cinnabon, and leaving the game was Jocelyn Hoggett. Hoggett got one of those baskets a moment ago. Fort Recovery having trouble again. Ball's knocked loose. Jump ball's called, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Lady Indians down by 4, 49-45, with 4 minutes to go in this game. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to Mara Pearson in the backcourt. Oh, Oh, thrown away there by Kinsey Garkey. Picked up by Valley. Here's Matty Heaston back outside to Woodbury. Right side to Byram, firing, hitting. Allison Byram gets a long two, standing on the line. 51-45, Valley by six. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Fort Recovery does save possession, but now there's the ball knocked away from Mara Pearson. Got it back. Gets the ball up here to Alexis Wendell. Garkey, right side to Callie Wendell, and she scores. Callie Wendell gets a big basket, and Coach Holly Gann wants timeout. 51-47, Lady Indians down by four with 3:17 to go in the game. Valley has the basketball.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, things are looking a little shaky here for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Trailing 51-47 right now. And the Blackhawks have the basketball. Tossing it in here will be Sienna Purden. And there is a foul call on Fort Recovery on the full court press. Going to call that on Kinsey Garkey. Number one on Kinsey. It'll be out of bounds to the Blackhawks. That's only the second foul that Fort Recovery's had here in the second half. Lady Indians might want to work on that, try to get that in case they need the foul to get the ball back. Because we're down to 3 minutes to go here in the game. Blackhawks put the ball in play. Woodbury has it, firing and hitting. And this is not looking good. 53-47. Lady Indians trail by six. Mara Pearson brings it down right side to Alexis Wendell. Rolls over the top of the basket. No good. Rebound Rammel. Good. Whitley Rammel muscles her way in there to give her 8 points on the night. Here's a shot from outside. It's no good off the back of the rim. And comes down to Fort Recovery. Underneath the Mollenkamp, and she misses it, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. So going to the line is Kennedy Mollenkamp with two big free throws here. Kennedy's only a freshman. Been playing quite a few minutes this year for a freshman. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and she got it. 53-50 now, 3-point lead. That's going to make it a 2-point lead. Kennedy dribbling the ball, lets it fly, and it is good again. Two big free throws for Kennedy Mollenkamp. She is perfect at the line tonight, 4 out of 4. Blackhawks bring it up, full court press for Fort Recovery. They get across the timeline. In the middle, there's a shot fired up, no good. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Rammel over to Mara Pearson. Fort Recovery can tie up the game. Down comes Mara Pearson, no good. And they say she's fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call that on Taylee Woodbury. Taylee Woodbury. Free throws up by Mara Pearson. It's no good off the back. She's usually pretty good at it. Boy, that was a big miss there. Here's one more, and this one is good. That makes the score 53-52 now. Fort Recovery continues to press full court here. Mississinewa Valley leading by one. And there's Whitley Rammel jumping in front of Mississinewa Valley's Brenna Price and knocking the ball out of bounds. Valley still has the ball, putting it in play from the sideline. Now here's Haley Woodbury at the center circle. Passes on the left side. Stockler. There's Maddie Heaston. Back outside it goes to Tally Woodbury. Woodbury dribbling the ball. Minute 45 left in the game. Valley on top by one with the basketball. There's going to be double dribble called on Mississinewa Valley. That was whistled on the Lady Blackhawks, Maddie Townsend. Fort Recovery will put the ball in play here. And Tamara Pearson to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Lady Indians down by one with the basketball. Down to a minute and a half left in the game. Ooh, that was almost over and back. And the one official did call it over and back. One official was standing right there by it. And Ben Kramer on the other side of the court. Ben Kramer on the other side of the court. Called it over and back. And now Ben Kramer reverses after a conversation with the official standing right in front of the play. Ben Kramer says, okay, I agree. And Fort Recovery keeps the ball. So Lady Indians get a big break there. Now the coach of the Blackhawks, Michael Page, wants an explanation about it. Here we go. It was close, I will say that. Mara Pearson right side to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Lobs it in to Mara Pearson. And Mara threw it away. Knocked out of bounds, though, by Blackhawks. Knocked out there by Kennedy Stockler. So Fort Recovery will retain possession of the ball with 1:16 to go in the game. Lady Indians behind by two and not any longer. Mara Pearson puts it in. That gives Mara 17 on the night. And it's 54-53. Fort Recovery has regained the lead. Ball's loose, picked up by Taylee Woodbury for Valley. And there's going to be a timeout called by Lady Blackhawks. Timeout, Mississinewa Valley with the ball. They trail by one by a score of 54-53. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalp Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalp Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Lady Indians very desperately needing a win tonight. They've only won one game all year. 54-53, Fort Recovery with the lead. 54 seconds to go. Valley with the ball. Here comes Woodbury inside. Oh, missed the shot. Rebound comes to Whitley Rammel. Tough miss there for Woodbury. Callie Wendell on the left. Fort Recovery with the ball. And now timeout for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery calls time with 40 seconds left. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
'54-'53, a one-point lead for the Fort Recovery Indians. They have the ball. Whitley Rammel tries to put it in play, gets it into Mara Pearson. Missinawa Valley pressing, trapping whenever they can get a trap. Chasing around Callie Wendell. Now Mara Pearson has it, and there's going to be a foul called on the Blackhawks. That's going to be whistled on Kennedy Stockler. I'll put Mara Pearson to the line with 1-1. Big ones here, 1-1, very big. Mara eyes the basket, lets it fly. Got it. She's only missed two free throws tonight, and she's shot about 10. And that's good again. 56-53, a three-point Fort Recovery lead. Valley with the ball. A mad scramble. I'm going to go a jump ball called. Whitley Rammel grabbed Allison Byram. Allison Byram, and she got injured. Allison Byram, Whitley Rammel on top of Allison, fighting for the basketball. And going to stop play here while they're attending to the injured Allison Byram. So she gets up onto the bench. I don't know if they're going to let action resume here or not. Up onto the chair. Okay, we're set to go here. Blackhawks with the ball. And there's a offensive foul call on Missinawa Valley. They're going to call. Now, wait a minute here. Going to call it on. I guess they called that on Whitley Rammel instead. So Valley will have the basketball. I'm not sure what the call was, but anyway, 18 seconds to go. Valley needs to score. Here's a three-pointer by Woodbury. No good. Rebound comes to Whitley Rammel, and she's going to be fouled. And this should be the Indians' game as they lead by 3, 56-53, with 10 seconds left to go in the contest. Whitley Rammel will be at the free throw line. But somebody fouled out, apparently. Looks like, yes, fouling out of the ball game was Maddie Heaston. Boy, she got her team off to a flying start, scoring the first 7 points for Valley. Ends up the night with 12 points on the evening. Only had 3 points, though, in the second half. Here's Whitley Rammel. Good. This baby's in the bag for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They're going to win here, 57-53 lead right now with 10 seconds to go. This one is in and out, no good. Rebound comes to Valley. They need to score quickly. Ball's loose, out of bounds. And it's off of Mara Pearson. Missinawa Valley will have the ball. Tossing it in here now.
is Kennedy Stockler. Stockler tries to go inside, tipped away. Valley got it back, up no good, and that's the end of the game. 57-53, the Fort Recovery Lady Indians win by four, outscoring Valley in that final quarter of play, 14-10, to win the game by 4 points. Come from behind for the victory. Fort Recovery's second win of the campaign. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, final score, Fort Recovery 57 and 53 for Missinawa Valley. Valley led at the end of the first quarter, 17-14. Indians took a lead at halftime, 34-29. It was tied after three, 43-43, and Fort Recovery fell behind about 5 points or so there in that fourth quarter before they finally came back and won by four, 57-53. Fort Recovery was led by Mara Pearson with 20 points, 9 for Whitley Rammel, 8 for Kennedy Mollenkamp, 8 points for Carly Wendell, and then we had 4 points for Kenzie Garkey, 3 for Alexis Wendell, and 5 points for Grace Guggenbiller on a 3 and a 2. And then for Missinawa Valley, they were led in scoring tonight by Taylor Woodbury with 13, 12 for Maddie Heaston, 8 points for Allison Byram, 7 for Brenna Price, 5 for Sienna Purden, and 7 points for Kennedy Stockler also, and 2 for Jocelyn Hoggett. And joining us now is the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Holly Gann, and whoo!
Yep, we got her, though.
That's for sure. The gals never quit fighting away, even though getting behind there in that fourth quarter, came charging right back and scrapping all the way. And this was a game where if you let down any, you were going to get beaten by the other team.
100%. I mean, I think we saw something similar to this quite a few times in the year. And what happened was, is when they got up by 7 or 5, came back and hit a 3, and it was just hard. We were playing, scrapping to get back. So this one was a good one, and we had some goals on the board. And I said, hey, these are kind of the things that we felt like we needed to do to win. So we needed to have less than 15 turnovers.
I think you didn't get that one.
I felt if we could keep them under 40, we would have a good chance of winning. So as you can see, we definitely had more than 15 turnovers and didn't keep them under 40. But, like I told the girls, it gave them something to focus on, I guess. Didn't focus in the right direction, obviously, because we didn't meet either either of the keys to win, but somehow we came out and found a way to win this particular game with things that, you know, made us play a little faster. We found a way to slow us down, you know, and we just, at the end there, we hit some good free throws, and we just moved, you know. Defensively, we gave up a lot of points. I think that's probably the most concerning for me, but we can work on that tomorrow.
Well, I think, and offensively, I think one of your better balanced nights tonight, we had, unofficially, I had Mara with 20 and Whitley with 9, 8 for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and 8 for Callie Wendell on 2 3-point baskets and a 2. So pretty decent balance there.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing is I 57 points is a lot of points to put up. So we did some good things, you know, and like, regardless, we've been working really hard all winter break. These girls have come in and not complained and wanted to get better, and any given night, you don't really know who's going to be in there at the end, and I tell those guys, it's kind of your goal is kind of be there in the end and want to finish a game out on the floor. So we definitely had Callie came off the bench for us tonight because this is the first game she's been back for, gosh, she got sick there and she just has been out. But as you can see, you know, she picked up, came in, hit some big corner threes for us, had a number two. Kennedy chipped some in. Kinsey came up with 4 points. So Witt had a nice game. And then obviously Mara, as always, is kind of carrying us on the point there. And those things are just wonderful. And again, just hats off to the girls to be able to finish that, because that's not something we've been able to do up to this point, is to be able to get over that hump and find a way to win at the end. So.
Yes, well, they certainly did that tonight, and congratulations to the ladies on that, and to you and the coaching staff. I know it was a relief to get off that one.
Hey, you know what? Second one's sometimes really hard, so now we're on to number three.
Absolutely, and who is next for you, by the way?
Well, we got Knoxville on Thursday at the Barn. So actually, to be fair, this is the first time I've coached in there, because the last 2 years they've been here. So I've never made it to the Barn, so now I get to experience that, which I'm sure will be a joy.
Well, I've been there several times, and we can win over there.
So, yeah, like I said, I was happy with tonight's performance and how hard they worked and how hard they've been working all winter, and I was happy that we were able to get a W.
Okay, well, Holly, well, thanks for stopping by, and congratulations on the nice win.
Thanks.
Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Fort Recovery defeats the Missinaba Valley Blackhawks 57-53 tonight here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. In the reserve game, it was Fort Recovery also winning there by a score of 48-38. Fort Recovery was led in the reserve game by Kennedy Mollenkamp with 9. So Kennedy had quite a bit of action tonight between the reserve and varsity game. 8 points for Carly Niekamp in the reserve game. 6 apiece for Elizabeth Allig and Sage Luthold. Chipping in with 5 points was Maddie Guggenbiller. And then we had 4 points for Kenzie Garkey, 3 apiece for Amalia Martin and Callie Wendell in the reserve game, and 2 points for Eva Collig. Again, 48-38, Lady Indians win the reserve game. They win the varsity game 57-53. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly back at the radio station at WPGW, Ava Shane here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, along with Neil Spencer. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGWFM.
Sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.